Thank you very much, Martha. And what a great segue for my talk. You've established why we need nurses and why it's so important, and that's great. So I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. And building completely off of what Martha was talking about, I want to just talk very briefly about some of the preliminary work that set the stage for East School Care. And one of them was interviews with mothers of children with special health care needs. And we were just interested in their experience with the care their child who had a special health care need received in school. And so we found out when the school nurse was involved, when she was providing the case management, when she was there working with the family and the child, that the mothers saw it as establishing good continuity of care, improving communication, and providing support to parents and educators. So the nurse could answer questions of teachers and also with the parents, their questions. We conducted a survey, a national survey of school nurses. We had about 1,200 school nurses who answered. We asked them about a number of different things about their experience of caring for children with special health care needs in the school. But just kind of getting down to the basic level, they knew what needed to be done, and they needed support to do it. So many of them, as Martha had said, many children have chronic conditions in the school. That number is increasing. The school nurses are practicing in isolated settings. More than 50% of them are in small rural communities in our survey. They're spread thin. Almost half of them are in more than one building, and 1 in 10 have more than 6 buildings. That is spread thin. And this is a theme that's going to come up over and over, but communication is problematic. There's barriers between education system and healthcare system, and it's difficult for nurses to communicate with healthcare providers. It's difficult for them to communicate with parents who are working full-time. And there's even indications from these nurses that it was difficult for them to communicate with teachers. So we also found out in this survey the number one place that school nurses go to get information, and that is the internet, exactly. Not surprising. So they are going online. They're looking for information when they have a child with a special health care need. But, you know, they're searching about. And they're searching at things that aren't necessarily vetted. And so this is where they're going to get information. And there are barriers for them to get their information other places, more formal continuing education or training activities. Coverage at school is something they mentioned. So we know they're spread thin. We know they're working part-time. There's no one to take their place when they leave school, so that's difficult. There's a lack of time to take a course, and that's another theme. Communication is one, and lack of time is the other one. You're going to hear it over and over again. And then financial and cost. We've got school districts that are stressed with their time and money, and they're not paying for nurses to do this necessarily. And then availability of offerings. There aren't that many resources there that are specific to schools and healthcare in schools. So we know, we've established then through the talking to nurses and through our survey that training and support for school nurses is difficult. It's difficult for them to access it. So we're going to bring the training and support to the school nurses via eSchool Care. So what is it? What is eSchool Care? Well, it's a web-based educational application. It's designed to be used on an iPad, but it also can be accessed on a desktop computer. So the nurse can access it in her office, but then when she's going out to her other schools, her 3, 4, 5, 6 schools, she can take it along on an iPad, which is a really nice way. It fits school nursing practice. Put it in her bag and go. It's been designed to improve the competency and capacity of school nurses who care for children with chronic conditions. So we're looking at the school nurses. We're targeting the school nurses. It's HRSA, funded by HRSA for 3 years. We're in the second year of the grant. And our overall goal, of course, is really to improve the health and educational outcomes of children and to decrease the impact of their condition on families. We have a good team who's working on this, and so I just want to mention some of them so that you can kind of understand the scope of what we've been doing. We have a leadership group at the University of Wisconsin School of Nursing. We have a technical group through WellBe.me. That's a Madison-based company. We have content experts, and they're at American Family Children's Hospital and University of Wisconsin School of Nursing. They're advanced practice nurses, and 3 of the 4 practiced as school nurses, so they completely get you know, what we're trying to do. So they're experts in their area. We have an evaluator who's from University of Wisconsin, the Population Health Department. He's done a lot of evaluations on community-based projects, so he's very good also. We have a community advisory committee made up of school nurses and families and, you know, the stakeholders, healthcare organizations, school administrator, physician. We meet four times a year, and they give us a piece of their mind and tell us what we need to be doing. So that's very helpful. And then finally, we have a quality assessment panel. So as we have our content experts working on this content and writing it and pulling together resources for the nurses, we have this quality assessment panel look at it and say, okay, yeah, you've got everything there, but did you think about this? Or this is not up to date. Let's put something else in there. So another line of quality. And we have a physician from the Wisconsin chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. We have an expert school nurse, someone who's just been around a long time and really understands school nursing practice. We have an advanced practice nurse who's a pediatric nurse practitioner. And then we have an expert in special education. And so they are looking at the content initially, and then every 6 months we have an update and revision. So this is where we are right now. We're in 14 mostly rural counties in south central Wisconsin. 67 school districts are participating, 93 school nurses, and we estimate we're going to impact about 34,000 children with chronic conditions through this project in this area. We have a 98% participation rate, but we gave them iPads, so that was a good little hook. I'm going to speak very, very briefly about the technical development of the app, but the key thing I think to know here is that we had very early meetings with school nurse users. And so our technical person got to understand school nursing practice, and he went in and spent a day with the school nurse. And so he understood what we were trying to achieve, and this user group had 3 points that they were absolutely emphatic on. Make the tool simple and easy to use. It needs to have an understandable hierarchy, so they need to be able to go in there and move around, and it makes sense to them. It's not difficult. And this was the bottom line one. Make as few clicks as possible to get to the content. And this is going back to our spread too thin and not enough time. It permeates all of it. So based on all that, we defined a school nurse use case, and this was just sort of what we used to think about what needs to go into the application. So these are what school nurses do when they're providing care for a child with special health care needs or a chronic condition. So they need to look something up or learn something about this chronic condition. And they do that two different ways. One is just in time. So if you have, if the nurse has a child come into the health office with a child who has asthma, comes in with an inhaler that the nurse has never seen before, she needs to, just in time, very quickly, do 2 clicks and get to that medication and see what it is so she can understand, so very quick. The other thing is to learn more about it in depth. So if she has a child who's being treated for leukemia and is going to be coming back to school, she's going to want to know a lot more about that. And so there's ability within this app to do that as well. And they've told us that they'll do that after work. They'll do that in the evenings at home if they need to do some of this in-depth things. So then the nurse needs to make a plan to manage that chronic condition, how she's going to take care of it in school. There might be a procedure that's done in school that she needs to plan for, and it's going to be school specific. So if you're giving a nebulizer treatment in school, it's different than what you do in a healthcare setting or a clinic setting. So how is that done in schools? The nurse needs to teach or train people. So delegating, they're in 3 schools. They need to have the school secretary give the inhaler. They need to train that school secretary. Parents often need training, so if they're receiving the care in an emergency department, they may not get this. They may not get a lot of education. So parents may need information on the chronic condition. And then finally, the child. School nurses can play a great role in teaching and training the child and helping them become more independent in their care of their chronic condition. Finally, the school nurse needs to communicate. That was that other key point. So thinking about communicating with all of the different people, family, healthcare providers, that got teachers, coaches, aides, secretaries, all the different folks. So we put this all together and came up with a structure, our vision of what this would look like. We came up with a blueprint for the application that had everything that we wanted in it and how it was going to fit together. And so finally, this is a screenshot of one of the eSchool Care screens. And we have navigation on the left-hand side. I don't know if I'm at a weird angle to do this or not. Those are the conditions, and this is the left-hand side that has all the navigation. And so the conditions are there. They're asthma, allergy, cancer, diabetes, and mental health disorders, and you mentioned that as well. So those are the five conditions that nurses said that they see the most and they needed information on. And mental health disorders was huge. That was one they really felt not comfortable dealing with. So that needed to be there. We have a care in schools program that's part of this, that is things that cut across all conditions. So there's a lot of things that that a nurse does that it doesn't matter if the child has asthma or diabetes, there's going to need to be a care plan. You might need to delegate. You're going to need to document. There's going to be documentation things. So that sort of thing. And then finally, the community section. So we established that they're isolated. This is a way for them to talk to each other. And I know there's different listservs, but this provides almost like a Facebook-like interface where they can post questions. Hey, is this, you know, I'm trying this. Has anybody tried this? Is this going to work? So they a way to communicate with each other. And it doesn't have to be on these conditions. It can be anything. And this is an example of a page for one of the disorders, so it's the mental health disorder. And each of the chronic conditions has four different, an organization with four different things that stays the same across all the conditions. So this is where you're getting that understandable, predictable hierarchy. So it's an overview. There's always medications and treatments. There's always sample care plans, and it's for school or school-based planning and care that includes care plans. So school-based is the key there, that it's specific to schools. And then various educational and teaching resources. And again, navigation is on the left, content on the right, and you can make the screen bigger to see it. We've produced 17 videos for eSchool Care. They've been very popular. The nurses use them for teaching, and they're really ideal on an iPad. They look just really beautiful and easy for the nurse to show. We were collecting information on how the school nurses are using the iPad. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. And then evaluation, so how are we going to know this is working? And we have things that are distal and then more are proximal and then more distal. So we want to know if the school nurse is even using the iPad. And then we want to know if she's satisfied with it, with the content and strategies. And we want to know then if her knowledge and confidence changes and if it changes her practice, how she actually is working. Finally, is that going to impact child outcomes? Is that somehow going to have an impact on the child and then the parent? So you can see it's sort of this stream that we have to cover in our evaluation. So we have a survey, a large survey, 77 items. We're going to give it three times, baseline before they get their iPad, and in year two and year three, collecting data on a lot of different things, including job satisfaction. I didn't realize that nurses were the most satisfied, and they actually did show up pretty darn satisfied in ours, so there you go. So we're probably not going to see a lot of difference in that. That's the researcher lamenting that little finding. But we want to know if the school nurses are using it and they're satisfied with it. So periodically throughout the content, a little box comes up, and it's just three things. Again, very quick, yes, somewhat, no, is this helpful to you, and they can give us comments. So sort of this continuous quality improvement. We're doing individual interviews and focus groups, so we're going to talk with them and see what their experience is like using it. And then finally, we can track utilization of the technology, so we get weekly reports on logins and pages viewed and things that are downloaded. We can have that on the individual nurse and also in the aggregate. So these are just few of the of the demographics that we pulled together kind of quickly for this. So you can see that it's 100% female. They're a little bit older. They're almost all white. What you would expect to see in rural Wisconsin. They're about 30 hours per week that they work, and they're in about an average of 3.5 buildings. So this mirrors the national and again, the spread thin. And so this was years of experience, and you can see the darker red is years in nursing in general, and then the lighter red is years in school nursing. So we have some very experienced nurses, but they're not quite as experienced in school nursing, and they're coming to school nursing from acute care settings mostly. So we ran a few statistical analysis and came up with some relationships, and we found that nurses, just a sort of global sense of their knowledge and skill and planning and caring and taking care of kids with chronic condition is related to the number of buildings, so, and none of these are really surprising. So as the number of buildings go up, their sense that they're doing this skillfully and have knowledge goes down. Hours per week, the less hours per week they work, so they're just very part-time, they don't feel very skilled or knowledgeable or confident in their care. And years of practice and years of school nurse is also where you would expect to see it. The more years they have, the more confidence they have, and the more knowledge and skill. And this has implications, though, for our older school nurse population who are getting towards retirement age. You hear this all the time. We're going to have younger, newer nurses coming in, and they're going to have less knowledge and skill. So they're going to need these sorts of programs. And then just to acknowledge all of the people on the team that worked to get this together. We started in October and pushed it out the door by the grant required that by the end of June. So it was a very quick turnaround. And our asthma experts, diabetes experts, cancer and mental health disorders. And then finally, we had a lot of partners at the local, state, and national level, and funding from HRSA and from the School of Nursing for the videos. So thank you very much. And our website.